A couple of weeks ago, 50 musicians competed for a spot to do their thing on New York City subway platforms in the Music Under New York contest. Yesterday, the winners were announced. Among them was Kora player and singer-songwriter Bala Tunkara. Bala is also the winner of the very prestigious BPP Busker contest. Four were nominated. We put videos up of their auditions. More than 6,000 of you voted, and Bala came out on top. The prize? Well, more of a prize for us than him. He joined us yesterday in studio for a little concert. It's no A-Train platform, but it does usually smell a bit better. So first, congratulations.
Thank you.
On both prizes.
Thank you.
And before we get to hear a little bit of your music, tell me about this instrument. This is such a dramatic instrument. It's called the kora, and I'm looking at it, looks like some kind of harp.
Right. That's the mother of the harp. This is before harp.
And the bass is a gourd.
Right.
And then what are you? What's on the other side?
That's a cow skin.
And I notice on the front side of the gourd, there's some decoration. Can you explain what's on there?
That's my hometown, my village. That's the village I was born. It's just green and dark. No high-tech, nothing. No electricity, no phone, nothing.
In Mali?
Yeah, in Mali.
Does it still look like this?
Yeah, it looked like that. That's how they build the house with the mud and concrete, like kind of old, like a Native American house look like that.
And how did you pick up this instrument? Is this something...
I was born into it. It's a generation to generation. I'm a 40 generation.
Fourth generation?
40.
40 generations
yeah.
of your family has been playing this instrument?
That's right.
Wow. Mm. So you didn't really have a choice.
I was born into it.
What if you decided, I don't want to do that. I want to be a doctor.
Right, I wanted to do that. My father actually wanted me to do it a businessman, but I say, no, I like to pick up the tradition. And I love to share with the rest of the world.
And so you began playing this, and you decided you wanted to take this music and export it. How did you get to New York?
With the airplane.
With the airplane?
From Bali.
Why did you decide that New York subways were a place that you wanted to play music?
It's the top of the best city in the world. Whatever you go look for, it's in New York, you know. You go to Europe, you go to Asia, you go to Japan, you go to Middle East, you go to Africa. It's the whole entire world, New York. You don't need to travel that much. You can see the whole world here. That's what I choose in New York, yeah.
Well, before we get any further, I have more questions for you, but I want to get a little bit of your music going, if you don't mind. Let's hear something from your new album. Thank you.
nebile fem yala nyanya hombe yekuma. I love you.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful song.
What yeah, that's coming out on my new album. Because
what's the name of that song?
Nina, it's about my lover. It's a love song. Yeah.
And this is a song on your new album. This is, you were telling me, your 10th album? Is that right?
Yeah, it's called The Jeopardy.
Talk to me about playing in the subway. I mean, this music is kind of mystical and quiet and contemplative.
Right.
And the subway is not any of those things. The subway is crazy madness and people are going everywhere and they got no time to stop and listen.
Right.
How do you, when you set up to play, do you just ignore the fact that some people are listening, maybe others couldn't care less?
Right.
You just play for yourself? And
well, it's sometimes a really annoying. It's very difficult. The trains noisy, but only few out of 100 people in the subway, maybe 15%, can be a little annoying. But 85%, they really careless because they're like, "Wow, what is this?" Because you can't miss this instrument.
Yeah.
Either the way it looks, either the sound, because it's very touching. This instrument belonged to the griot, like it's a French word, which is jali, djeli. We are carrying the oral story in Africa back in the day. Mm. I'm like a journalist.
Storyteller,
because we didn't have any technology, no radio, no phone, nothing back in the day. So the griot storyteller, you know, by through playing or singing or talking, we send out the message, we inform people and what's going on, like the radio.
Do you still use this instrument and your music to talk about news, current events, politics, or do you sing about love?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, by singing, I send out the message, like my new album called Jeopardy. It means the world's in jeopardy.
So you have now won a spot to play, a designated spot in the New York subway system. Do you know where you get to play?
I haven't found out yet, but it's not like I'm looking for one particular spot. I'm here to share, so I want to be everywhere because I'm trying to share what I have as a gift with everybody. So sometimes I like changing different spot because every day if you play in a subway, you'll find somebody who never seen the Kora his whole life. Every day you'll find at least 10 people. I never seen anything like that. So I want to play everywhere. Like, I want to make sure people are getting my message. That's all.
Hey, Bala, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll look for you in the subways.
Thank you.
That was our conversation with Bala Tunkara. Go to our website if you want to check out Bala doing his thing.
Next on the show, a new movie dramatizes the Battle of Haditha while trying to stick close to the facts. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.